Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inspirational Living Podcast. I'm Ryan Cassidy.
And I'm Marianne Johansson.
Tonight, our topic is called Believe in Yourself. This week, we're going to be touching upon the subject of why so many out there feel uncomfortable with saying that they're successful or believing in their own abilities and skills. We will discuss what it means to be stuck in the imposter syndrome mindset and how we can move out of it and begin trusting our abilities and accepting our accomplishments.
Ryan, I know you had a bit of a fluey feeling going on this past week. So I hope that you got time to take good care of yourself and that you're feeling much better today.
Yeah, thanks, Marianne. I still have a bit of a fluey feeling, but I think honestly it was just a combination of honestly having put too much on my plate the last month and pushing myself to complete it all without falling sick. And you know, once it was all over and I had the chance to breathe, it all just kind of hit me at once. And I certainly used a lot of self-talk and self-motivation to keep myself going for the last month. So that's definitely for sure. Even when I didn't feel like I was capable of doing something, I just had to like pep talk my way into it. And I think that goes kind of nicely along with our topic tonight, because I think so many of us get to that point where we have to really start convincing ourselves that we are doing the right thing and that we are capable, even if we don't really believe it right away.
Ryan, yes, definitely. And I mean, preparing for this show tonight, I also got thinking that it's a huge topic, actually, with so many layers, because believing in ourselves and our skills and doing what our hearts tell us to do brings all sorts of thoughts to the surface. I mean, we can be in need of some self pep talking and self motivation when the odds just seem to be against us, when we're physically not feeling 100% like you just experienced, or we can be in need of finding the courage to do something when we just don't believe in ourselves. And we find that, you know, we have to reach inside and pull out that strength from in there. And it's a strength that we all have, and the strength inside. And it can get us to the point where we do take that step anyway into the place that we're unsure of and, you know, into the unknown.
Yeah, you're right. It is a big topic, and it's certainly one that I think many can relate to. And I know that we have already discussed stepping into the unknown in another episode, and I think that just believing in yourself is really an important part of being successful in life. Whether that be in a career or in parenting or being a good friend or a good partner. And I just think, to be honest, a lot of us struggle with that. And some don't always lead us to believe that it's a part of their, you know, their internal struggle that they're facing. And I know others vocalize it much easier. But I was actually surprised to see that the feeling of not being good enough and not being worthy, even if you have the credentials or the certificate to prove it, or even the recognition from others to say, yes, you are good enough, I was surprised to see that it's actually something that many people face. And, you know, when I was doing research for the topic, Marianne, I actually found that there is a term called the imposter syndrome that was actually coined a term back in 1978. And this touches on the exact ideas of what we're saying, of not feeling good enough or feeling like a fraud or feeling just inadequate, even if your external circumstances are really proving to be otherwise.
I think most of us have had these doubts and feelings inside and think we can relate to it very much. Dreams we want to pursue, but there are doubts inside us gnawing away and keeping us from going ahead. And I definitely know some of these doubts firsthand. And I find that some of these doubts are deeply tied to our self-confidence and our feelings of self-worth. And some are even tied to our own expectations of what we deliver, like perfectionism. And some may be linked to a fear of being ridiculed or not appreciated or recognized. And then again, some other thoughts and feelings may be linked to actual bad experiences. But one thing I think is it's really important to separate what is actually a fear based on a thought and what is actually an actual threat or bad experience. And, you know, when we can sort of step out of ourselves for a moment and look at our mind and our thoughts and see that they're based in something or see if they're based in something that has not actually happened. And maybe that can give us some courage.
Yeah, I think you really just hit the nail on the head with that one here, Marianne, because for perfectionists, and I am honestly speaking from experience, that perfectionists can have a really difficult time with believing in our own abilities. And I think many perfectionists tend to create these goals for themselves that are just outrageous goals. And then we begin to doubt our own abilities and talents when we're not able to reach the goals or if we're not able to finish it to our standards, not to anybody else's standards, but just to our own standards. And I know that I have been guilty of this. And often what happens to me is I feel that I have to take ownership or control of things in order for things to get done, which ends up either exhausting me or making me feel incompetent because I'm not able to do it all, which, of course, no one is expecting except for myself. So,
yeah.
You know, I think you're right here in saying that these doubts that we have are often tied to just our own expectations that we really put into place.
Yeah, I know this one for myself too, definitely. And maybe because we have high expectations towards ourselves, we may think that others hold the same level of expectation towards us. And, you know, I've come to realize that in many cases they actually don't. And we can actually relax about it, and it can be done. And, you know, I think it also comes down to us listening to our ego and our mind, which speak very loudly sometimes. And, you know, instead of listening to our heart and our intuition, which speaks in a much softer tone, and if we sometimes just quieten our minds, we can hear our intuition much more, or our heart, what our soul is telling us. And, you know, in our minds, we all have programs that have been installed in us from childhood and from our own ways of dealing with criticism and from our own self-talk or from being ridiculed or not acknowledged and so on. And some of these programs or stigmas even may even come from previous lives. And another thing, Ryan, I think is linked here is self-worth, like we said before, in the sense that where you actually feel that your contribution to the world and to other people is not worth something valuable. You may be thinking, can others really benefit from what I have to share? Or you may think, well, do I really know enough about this to actually help others? And, you know, these are healthy questions to ask yourself, as it can keep you level-headed and aware of your own output. But, you know, if you don't express your ideas or contributions or have them valued by someone, you may never get the answer to, well, maybe are they good enough? Maybe you do know enough about this or this subject to help others. You know, and you may keep yourself in limbo if you never get that reassurance. And even if you have to get it from outside also sometimes, because you will keep yourself in a limbo if you're too unsure or scared of showing yourself and your knowledge and your wisdom to the world.
Yeah, good point. And I think really interesting points you make there. And I'm sure our listeners can agree with a lot of that. And, you know, Marianne, so many people, we find that so many people feel that they have to be really an expert on a subject in order to make it worth listening to or to make ourselves worth listening to, when in reality, like you said, others do want to hear you and they want to hear what you think. And they think it's important for you to get that information out and share it with the world as well. So, you know, actually, when we decided to go with this topic, it brought up some moments in my life when I felt like I really had to follow the old adage of just, you know, fake it till you make it. And I don't know, have you ever really had that moment in your life, Marianne?
I have, Ryan. I've had moments like that. Yes, coming into situations where you don't feel completely at ease with yourself and you feel that you're maybe not as good as somebody else. And there's another layer of our topic tonight, I think, you know, where you can start to doubt your own skills and abilities as well, is when you start comparing your own output to that of others. And, you know, instead of looking inwards, you look to the outside world and you see what everybody else is accomplishing. And then you can start to feel inadequate and you can start to question your own abilities. And I think, you know, like you say, this fake it till you make it might actually be a good trick, you know, to at least get yourself out there on the ice. You may, you may feel like Bambi at first, not knowing if your legs can carry you. But you will not know until you try it and until you start to do something.
Yeah, I like that Bambi comparison there. But, you know, okay, I like to tell stories, and I think our listeners know by now that I like to tell stories. So I just wanted to tell you, you know, I remember there was a time when this feeling came up for me, and it was when I first started teaching elementary school, and that was maybe about 15 years ago. And there was a time when I would go home after teaching and I would wonder, how on earth was I supposed to get up there and talk in front of all the parents and the administration and everyone and tell everyone that I knew X, Y, Z about educational philosophy and what I was talking about, when deep down inside I was really just terrified of being seen in that way. And even after having studied and, you know, interned and worked and mentored and, you know, done all the work that I needed to do and learned the educational philosophy, and even after proving that I was a good teacher, I still had a hard time believing in myself. It was, you know, it was as if I had to really start to pretend like I believed in myself until I actually started to. So, I don't know, acknowledging what is stopping you from believing in yourself is really, for me, that was the first step. And then you can start to slowly begin to help yourself deal with the many emotions that begin to surface around that. So, I don't know. Marianne, did you want to address this, dealing with the emotions?
Yes, I have a few more tips, but I love how you, I mean, I love listening to your stories, and I'm sure our listeners do as well, right? And because it just hits the nail on I think, so many feelings that most of us have. And, you know, I think it's really courageous that you just got up there in after all. And you know, I think it's a feeling that many of us have to face. And it just shows that, you know, when you do it, you somehow you have to just pull out that trust in yourself and just do it. And then after that, you will get the courage. So in a way, you know, and I think.
Right. It's that stepping out of your comfort zone. That moment of you have to step out, like you were saying, into the unknown.
Exactly, yes. And when you do it, then you feel, you know, more brave for next time, for sure. And I think we're going to have a few more tips on exactly this topic. But did you want to say something to our listeners first, Ryan?
Sure. We just wanted to say that, once again, we're so excited that we're reaching so many people all over the world. And we just wanted to welcome all of our listeners in Tanzania. We have quite a few new listeners there, so we're very pleased and honored to have you with us. And we want to also thank our returning listeners. We have so many of you that return to us every week, and I hope that we're teaching you, inspiring you, and motivating you to continue listening to our shows as well. And if we'd like to say, if you want to leave us a comment or a question, please go on to our Facebook page at Inspirational Living, or we're also on Instagram and on YouTube as well. Also, we'd like to just mention that it's really helpful for us if you would leave us a review or a message just to let us know how we're doing and to let us know what kind of shows you would like to hear from us, which ones you prefer, and then we'll go from there. But if you have any questions or comments, please contact us at inspirationallivingpodcast@gmail.com. So that was my little message there, Marianne.
Yeah,
did you want to continue with some tips?
Yes, I would love to, and thank you. I'd like to say also thank you to all our listeners. We're really pleased to see that we're all over the globe. So
Yay.
Thank you very much. Yay! So getting back into tips on dealing with these kind of doubts that we might have about our own skills, and if we're thinking, who am I to pass my knowledge or wisdom on, then maybe one idea is to share your thoughts with someone you trust, you know, with a good friend, with your parents or your guardians or a teacher or a trusted colleague. And if you hear it just once from someone who speaks from the heart that yes, you are good enough and I really like what you say and I'd love to hear more, or some encouraging words, then believe in it and take it to heart and just believe that, well, there's already your first connection there and you are already having a positive impact on at least one person, which means that you will surely be able to have a positive impact on others too.
Yes, yes, yes. This is so true. And just like you said, when someone gives you positive feedback, really just own it and take it to heart. And know that most likely they're not telling you a fib or just trying to make you feel good. You know, it's really true.
Yeah.
And if they took the time to give you positive feedback, it's likely that it's authentic and you deserved it. So, I mean, I can think of so many times when I doubted positive comments or feedback that came to me. And, excuse me, in fact, I just had that exact feeling the other day after working with a client. She told me after we did our session, she's like, it was so great and I felt so wonderful and I gained so much insight. And my first thought was, really? I thought to myself, really? That happened? Okay. And I knew that I had learned, you know, I could tell that there was a lot being happening for her and a lot being processed, but I was thinking, is she really just telling me this to make me feel good? And then I had to stop myself, and I was like, no, Ryan, you know what? She really is feeling this way, and you did a good job. And so I started that internal pep talk again, that little, like, booster. And
good.
I don't know. Have you ever had that happen to you, Marianne?
Oh, I have, Ryan, for sure. I can think, you know, sometimes like, gosh, do I really deserve this praise? Or I'll try to pull myself down from a pedestal that somebody may have put me on out of fear that others will think that I'm going to be full of self-worth or too full of self-worth or something, you know. And instead of just receiving the compliment, you know, with thanks and allowing myself the happiness that I have actually helped someone. And I mean, inside of me, I do receive it with thanks, you know, and I am happy that I can help when I can help others. I feel so glad, you know, when I have helped someone in whichever way. But I guess sometimes we just can't doubt our own contribution where we really shouldn't. And it's also about being true to our own feelings. And if we feel happy that someone is complimenting us, then by all means, show it, you know, smile and say thanks and pat yourself on the shoulder for a job well done, you know?
Yeah. We used to do that in school. We used to tell the kids all the time, okay, give yourself a good pat on the back. And it's like, if we can tell kids to do that, then we should do it too. You're right.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, Marianne, I saw, I was on the internet again, always, and I saw a funny illustration the other day. And it was a pie chart that was titled, Your Thoughts When Someone Says That You Would Be Good for a Job or a Role or a Team. And the illustration was a pie graph that was divided into different categories, which represent the internal thoughts. And so it goes on to say that a small portion of what you think is, what? Right? Like I had, like, what? Really? I was picked? And the next portion was saying, was another part that you were thinking, and it said, why was I picked, right? So why would you choose me? And then the next largest portion, which is probably of a quarter of the chart, thinks, have you met me? Like, do you really know who you're talking about? Right? And then the largest portion, which is actually more than half of the chart, thinks this, maybe they're just trying to be nice, right? So this was like the whole illustration that I saw on the internet. And it really just made me laugh because when I saw it, I think, oh my gosh, how many times have I had those thoughts run through my head, right?
Yes.
And I know so many people out there believe that, or else obviously nobody would have created it. But
that's true.
I think when I saw it, I thought, you know, so many of us who do struggle with believing in ourselves, these questions do arise. And when we're recognized or selected for something, sometimes it's just our natural thought. It's like, why, you know? But it just goes back to our own sense of having, you know, our own self-worth and our self-confidence.
That's such a nice pie chart, Ryan. And really, I think, too, it really illustrates, you know, the thoughts that happen in many people's minds. And they're very illustrative. And, you know, like you said, I think it's definitely connected to self-confidence and self-worth and self-confidence, where you somehow summon up enough drive and courage to go out there and show yourself and who you are. And in some cases, it takes a situation that goes really bad and somebody finally has enough and gets the courage to step up and say something in front of a crowd or post a statement on social media. You know, when feelings just well up in you and you just, no, now I have to say something. I really have to get myself out there. And
Your voice heard.
So that, yes, exactly. And, you know, and in other cases, it's just a natural drive that you have and you believe in a cause and you feel it in your blood and you don't let anything stand in your way to reach your goal. But, you know, and that's fine as long as no one, you know, get hurt in the way. But, you know, self-confidence also comes from successes that you have experienced. You have had success with something you did and you received a great response and accolade and you're self-boosted like that. It's amped up and it helps you to give you the courage and drive that. And then you can take it with you to the next event.
Definitely. And you know, sometimes I think we just, in order for us to wrap our minds around it, I think we just need to lay it all out in front of our eyes, you know, for us to see. What I mean is, you know, it's important for us to spend time thinking about all of the accomplishments that we have made, right? And maybe even just write them down on a piece of paper. And no matter how big or how small they are, just get them out of our head or wherever we have them tucked away. That way we can sort of relive that proud feeling again, you know, that moment where we felt like, wow, I did this, I accomplished this. And this will help us, you know, to stir up some more self-confidence to push us forward in our, you know, with our current projects or with our future dreams. It's just a real visual way of remembering all the good things that we are capable of doing.
What a good idea to write them down, actually, and see them there on paper and visualize it, Ryan. Really, really good idea. And I think in my experience also, I feel it's a lot about our inner world, you know, turning the attention more inwards instead of mostly depending on what the external world is saying. I mean, it's fine to listen to guidance and advice, but more importantly, really listen to that, to yourself, to that voice inside. And even if it's really vague and you can hardly hear it, it's very quiet. But if you do pay attention to it, you will notice that it's a loving voice. And it's your soul speaking, and it's always encouraging and supportive, and it always guides you to something that is positive for you. And in that way, you can help, you know, it'll help you to do something positive for others as well. You know, Ryan, I notice many young people who do not seem to have this problem with low self-confidence or self-worth, at least not outwardly. They go out lead by their heart and they deliver a message or have come up with an invention or a concept, and they show the world their accomplishments, and they get ahead, and they're successful. Not just like that, of course. First, there's a lot of hard work they put into it and focus and support, but they just seem to have that, you know, self-confidence somehow. Have you noticed that, Ryan?
Yeah, I do notice that young people these days, they do seem to be very self-confident. And let's just hope that, you know, our youth and our kids will be that way forever, honestly, because I do think it's important to follow your heart and to have the confidence to speak your mind. And I just hope that that they're being guided by the right individuals who will support them in this and who will not put limiting ideas in their minds about what they can achieve and what they can't achieve. And honestly, I hear it so many times with friends when they have discussions with teachers about their children. And sometimes the things that these teachers say to these kids is really, it's much more detrimental than they realize. And, you know, of course, it's not all teachers, but being a teacher myself, of course, this is my this is my frame of reference, and I would like to just, you know, remind teachers out there who are listening that the words they speak to children can really be taken to heart, and it's just really so important to uplift these children who will be our future doctors and teachers and leaders, and we must plant the seed of love and confidence in them now and allow them to make mistakes and learn to express themselves in various ways, whether they feel that they're talented in that form or not. It's honestly healthier for them, and it helps them to process and to grow.
So. What a beautiful message there, Ryan. I think we're going to post this up. I mean, this is really good. It's so important, you know, to teach the children that it's okay to feel good about their own abilities. So I love that. Ryan, you know, here in Denmark, we have an old set of social rules that actually come from a novel that was written in 1933 by a Danish-Norwegian writer. And this set of social rules is still very much alive today. And I'm thinking about it now because you're mentioning children and the future and the young ones, you know. And this is something that I wish would just go away from the Danish society because it's a set of social rules. It's almost like a commandment or commandments of how to deal with other people. And, you know, and remember, this is from a novel written in 1933. And but the first rule states, don't believe that you're something special, you know. And in my mind, it's a very negative way of looking at other people and their successes. And I don't even know how it got to be so ingrained in our society. and it just, you know, it deems other people's successes and their achievements as unworthy. And it says, you know, that if you're happy with your own success, it's inappropriate. And in my mind, I think it's a terrible, detrimental way of looking at somebody else's and your own great skills and ingenuity. And you know, why not be proud of your achievements and your abilities, you know, especially if they help others as well. And I think it's fantastic. I mean, I think it's fantastic when somebody has a great set of skills that you're so good at. And I love it even more when they share them and I see that they help others somehow in whatever way that might be. I just really wish that this old negative way would just, you know, go away, like I said, because it doesn't help. It doesn't promote self confidence and self-worth. And you know, you have to put a limit on yourself. Oh, don't show it too much that you're happy with what you're doing. I think it's just completely opposite. Be happy with what you're doing if it's good for you and good for others. By all means, don't be afraid to be happy about it. I think that will nurture something else, you know.
Well, it's really interesting, Marianne. I think you're right. I do believe it's important for us to feel special, and it's important for our children to feel that way too. So, I suppose the overall message from tonight's show is that it's okay to get reflective about your work and your skills, but trust in yourself. That you are doing the best you can, and that your hard work will reap some beautiful benefits. And, you know, if you are feeling a bit like an imposter or unworthy, go within and see where it's stemming from so that you can begin to pull yourself out of that mindset. So a message I think you and I can both turn to at times, isn't it, Marianne?
Definitely. I think I'm going to listen to this show a couple of times in the future also, you know, and keep listening because I think there's some good points here that I hope definitely that a lot of our listeners can take to heart also and think about as they go about their daily lives. So with that, I think it's time for us to wrap up and say goodnight. And we'd like to thank everybody for staying with us tonight, and we hope that you enjoyed our show. We'll leave you with our Rumi quote, "The inspiration you seek is already within you." And good night, everyone, and thank you so much.
Yes, good night, everyone. Thank you for joining us again tonight.